You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-host, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan.
What's going on, man?
Shit, chilling. Just enjoying these finals, enjoying the last bit of basketball that we got. And loving my prediction.
Yeah, I know you're doing good so far. I mean, I've seen some people who are like, who pick what you pick and was like, you know what, maybe are we bringing the brooms out? I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out. I'm sure when we come back again next week.
Mm-hmm. We're going to dive into that for sure.
Yeah, man, for sure. We're getting into that. Two games in. A little NFL news and, Norse Awards. What the fuck moments, all that. These playoffs, baby. So if you want to get at us, you want to talk any sports, reach out to us any kind of way, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, via Twitter, @brotherslayman, voicemail, 323-455-4219, five stars reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, and, of course, on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely appreciate any feedback, any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to dish out to us. Just let us know. We will definitely get back at you. Holla.
That's what's up. All right, before we jump into these finals, I mean, it's been like 2016 is just that damn year, it feels like right now.
We're losing it's just legends. Unbelievable.
And, I mean, this week, I mean, everybody been talking about it. You already know. Rest in peace to Cassius Clay.
Yep.
Known as Muhammad Ali, also yep. Known as the greatest.
The greatest, Ali Boumaye.
Man,
I mean, just
battle with Parkinson's. And hearing all the tributes, I mean, we're not going to go in deep. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about it, footage that you guys can get a lot more.
Absolutely. Shout out to 35th of Kentucky. They did a tribute to him. And then shout out to Lish and Lindsay from the Unscripted podcast. They did a moment of silence for him. So, you know, yeah, definitely. If you guys really want to dive into it and get to kind of know his background a little bit more, especially from people who are from the same city as him, definitely check out those podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to them. You know, it's just, man, it's another legend, man. I mean, he's an athlete that, I mean, they don't come along often. There's never going to be another Muhammad Ali, man. I mean, the guy is the best at his craft. Down when whooping ass, when the heavyweight title meant something. Like, you the heavyweight champion, like, you the man.
Yeah, F the NBA, the NFL, all that. It was, if you were the heavyweight champion of the world, you are LeBron James of today.
Yeah, you are the athlete.
Are the dude.
And wow, I mean, for him to put all of that on the line for his people and fighting for justice, I mean, ain't nobody else like that, man. I know a lot of people ask about their athletes to get to that point. I mean, nobody's going to be like that, man. I mean,
no.
Putting your career, and especially back then, your life on the line, and everybody know who you are, you know, define the country, just telling y'all, you know, I'm not fighting this war. Just, I mean, to everything, man. I mean, this is, he's going to be missed, man, for sure. He's definitely going to be missed. I, you know, just can't believe it's like, damn, another one?
Yeah, it's sad to see, and I had the luxury and the pleasure of meeting Mr. Muhammad Ali when I was younger. And he's, I mean, just beyond an athlete, just a great human being and just a great person overall. And somebody who really did cherish life and who understood that violence and, you know, and it's kind of ironic considering the sport he was in was a violent sport, but he was all about peace. I mean, he was all about peace and just accepting people for who they were and trying to look beyond the hate, beyond the color lines and all that, especially the things that were going on in that time period, you know, transitioning to Islam and becoming a Muslim and things like that. I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, when you really look at his story and really, you know, go back and actually read and really understand what the accomplishments and the trials and tribulations he went through. And through it all, he stayed true to himself. And I think that's the biggest thing that I took away from Muhammad Ali was, you know, through all that stuff, he stayed true to who he was, regardless. And there is never going to be an athlete that will stand up, I believe, for what they believe in to that extent, willing to put their success in the prime years of their life on the line to stand up to the government and say, nope, I'm not doing what you want. So, I mean, you know, more power to him and rest in peace. I know he's been struggling with Parkinson's. You know, he doesn't have to fight that fight anymore. And, you know, shout out to him and rest in peace. And, you know, prayers definitely go out to his family, you know, Layla Ali and the rest of the family and the children that he does have. I know it's hard for them, you know, to see a legend go, but again, we all know he's in a better place. And also, we just lost the best trash talker in history.
Man, one of the godfathers of hip hop.
I mean, there's so many quotes by this man. I'll get into that in my 5 minutes, but I mean, just the ultimate trash talker, and he backed it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do to you, and then I'm gonna do it. Like, damn.
And you can't do nothing about it.
Nope. You know, back in the sport where you was take, I mean, because he took losses.
Took 5 losses.
Yeah, this ain't the I'm scared to fight. That's back in the day was, oh, you the champ? What's up?
And they would go. It ain't no I'm holding every 5 seconds. These fools are swinging and hitting. So, I mean, you know, the freaking rope-a-dope and taking punches from George Foreman just to wear him out. I'm like, are you serious? Like, just thinking about that, like, you are just taking blows from just George so Foreman. This dude from a huge, very powerful man just to wear him out. And it torn them at the same time. Keep hitting me. Hit me harder.
Yeah, I'm not going down. Like, what?
And it worked. And he wore his butt down and got that victory. And man, oh man, that's why he's the greatest, man. That is why he is the greatest. Nope. And he's the champ. For sure. So shout out to the champ.
Rest in peace to him, man.
Yes.
Since we hitting this role, let's get with it. I mean, right going. After that, Kimbo Slice. Like, what? Kimbo Slice?
Yeah, I was like, what, Kimbo Slice dead now? Like, what the fuck? Another fighter.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, his YouTube video, man, he would be cold-cocking, dude. He'd be like, yeah, out in the backyard, brawling. He just one punch. Oh, you're down.
Yeah, and there's that famous one that a lot of people have been retweeting where he is just letting dude hit him. And he's just like, that's all you got? It's like, dude. I mean, he's another one. He was just a big guy, man.
Yeah, he was.
Just a big, he's just a brawler.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them dudes, I'm like, I want you as my bodyguard. For real. Because ain't nobody messing with me. But, you know, shout out to him. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I didn't really know a lot about Kimbo Slice, but I've heard he really is kind of a good dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, rest in peace to him, and prayers definitely go out to his family because, you know, it was sudden.
No, it was. Very sudden. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just like, wait, what? Okay.
And then, you know, just, you know, not too long ago today, just finding out.
Shout out to Kay Martin who notified us.
Yeah. And Sean Rooks.
Sean Rooks is dead.
Age 46. Former center, who's a Philadelphia Sixers assistant coach currently.
And I mean, for all you Laker fans out here, I'm sure a lot of you remember who Sean Brooks was. He wasn't a star; he was a role player.
You know, 17. But yeah,
man, I mean, Pac-10, went to Arizona. You know, drafted by Dallas. I mean, it's. Man, that sucks, man. He was trying to work his way up the coaching ranks.
Yeah.
I read, I guess they said he got a heart attack. I guess he said like a few hours after he interviewed for a Knicks position, assistant coaching position, which sucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shout out to Sean Brooks, you know, and rest in peace. And again, prayers definitely go out to him, his wife and his family. And that just sucks, man. From just a, you know, and I'm sure most people will be like, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I grew up and knew who Sean Brooks was. Like, I knew who Sean Brooks was.
Yeah, it's just, you know, nobody likes seeing all this death and stuff.
Yeah,
this was crazy shit. You know, we got the crazy shit going on at UCLA this past week.
Oh, my God, man. That
shit,
what?
That whole damn campus down.
Fucking shooting going on at UCLA. You know, I hope everybody in that situation is okay. I didn't really hear much.
It was murder suicide.
Or if they caught the suspect or anything. No,
it was murder suicide. It was a student.
Did they say why?
His teacher and he killed himself. I'm not sure. I won't say. I don't know fully, but that's what had come out. Time just like, God damn. Like, okay. Yeah, man. So it's just crazy. So, you know, yeah. Like we said, be with the, you know, if you love people, let them know.
And then it's
folk, man, because life is that damn crazy.
Yeah, and then of course today as well, it's looking like it's gonna be Hill Dog versus Devil.
Say what?
Hillary Clinton versus Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Hill Dog versus the Devil.
Man, I hope y'all went out to vote today.
Mm-hmm. I hope y'all did.
But, I mean, it was coming. So, hey, man, let the slander and trash talk begin.
Oh, apparently Trump got one coming for Hillary, so I'm waiting. Uh-oh. I want to hear this shit.
I mean,
I don't know if he got dirt or what, but
I'm cleaning up my closet.
Apparently Trump's been getting some backlash. I guess he made some stupid comments about a Hispanic.
Yeah, it was a Trump
minister or pastor.
Because he's getting flack on his Trump University, and he kind of brought this dude race up. That's why he couldn't do the job. And it's coming.
I'm like,
for those who love
win.
Donald Trump television and make that money off it. Cash in, y'all about to get paid.
Jump off this politics real quick, but one of my coworkers and I were talking. I was just like, if he does win by some grace and form of the devil, how quickly will he be impeached?
Yeah, he can get impeached.
Because I'm like,
have to do is open the door once. And once you see that door can be opened, you're going to open it again. So if he gets in and screws up something major, which I guess is why some people are want him to win, like, they'll impeach him. Don't trip like, oh, well, they won't. We impeached a dude over some pussy.
Yeah.
That's his role. That ain't, you know,
that's
in his house. That ain't fucking my relationship up.
Yep.
That's his problem. He got to deal with that. I ain't got to deal with that. You impeaching him over that? Come on.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, there's no way.
But, well, you know, we'll see. He ain't got me folk on the side. But, oh, buckle your seatbelts, folk.
It's a wild ride coming.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, since we ain't got no feedback this week, we
jump around. Boo y'all. Boo y'all. I'm sorry. No feedback. What is going on here, folks? I mean, can somebody give me a hello? At least give me something. Just something. Hello. Can I get a Lionel Richie? Can I get something? It's all good, though. You know, I guess we need to give y'all some more better quality. Hey, so that's what we're about to do.
I get that. Speaking of wild ride, can we get a wild ride in this damn series? This, right now, it is one-sided.
The most boring series. I told Chris, this reminded me of the Toronto-Cleveland series, low-key. Mm. Like, this is pathetic. But, I mean, this is one of the reasons I picked Golden State to win in five. Because I was just... Cleveland wasn't tested. They coasted through the East, and now this is the first time they've really been tested, and this is the first time Tyronn Lue has to make some serious adjustments. And he's trying to do it on the fly now, and you can't do that. That's why I said it's so important for teams to be tested. Like, you don't want to just coast through a series and coast to the finals, because when it comes to adversity, you don't know how to maintain it and to work through it. Golden State had to work through adversity. They were down 3-1. They had to figure it out and work through it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they were pushed a little bit before with Portland. You know, I mean, they had to work. Cleveland had to work.
Well, Detroit, as I said, Detroit was the only series that I felt like they was, like, for real tested. Yeah. They just went
on. They swept them.
Right. But then again, they got it done. But, I mean, this one, yeah, we both picked Golden State. And right now it just looks like Golden State – well, first off, speaking of Golden State, their defense is what's doing all this.
Yeah, their defense has been spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Just locked in, not giving nobody anything, no easy looks. Nothing. I mean, they're just that, and they're moving the ball on their end. You know, I know Cleveland was focused on stopping Steph and Clay, and they're like, all right.
We'll get everybody else
like,
involved.
Yeah, you damn, like, I'm all, that's a great plan, as you should, but you got to make sure your rotations is tight, and they not. I mean, you just daring dudes to hit.
And the thing is like, we knew coming in Cleveland's defense wasn't that good.
They haven't been playing well, but I mean, look, this is not like Roberson or Tony Allen, where you're like, hey, I dare you to shoot a three. Like, I'm leaving Harrison. You're leaving Harrison Barnes open.
You're leaving Draymond Green open.
I mean, come on. Draymond Green game two was like, all right.
I'm hitting him. And I mean, look, I told you somebody from that big three was going to struggle. Where is Kyrie Irving been? Because I ain't seen them.
Non-existent, man. They problem is they're not getting anything. I mean, LeBron said it in game two. He was like, every way in basketball, we got our ass kicked. They won everything they won. We ain't win at nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's a major ass problem.
Yep.
I mean, like I said, it has been the role, dudes. What, in game two, Draymond Green, 28 points on 11 of 20 shots. 5 of 8 from 3, 5 of 8. 7 boards, 5 assists, only 1 turnover. Like
game one, it was Sean Livingston.
Yep, Sean Livingston came in with 20 points off the bench, 8 of 10 shooting.
And Barbosa's been huge, too.
Barbosa's been balling, man.
Mm-hmm. Their bench has just been balling.
Yeah, 11 in game one, 5 of 5, 10 in game two, 5 of 7. I mean, their bench has carried them. Yes. I mean, their stars are contributing. But I mean, what? Game one, they had 6 guys in double figures. And then Thompson had 9. And this one, they have 4. But I mean, damn. I mean, they hitting their threes. You're not taking away nothing. It's just, it has been totally one lopsided. And the pressure is on. And people are just, you know, people are letting them know.
I have doubts.
I don't know. I don't. I mean, I'm not. I don't think they're going to get swept. I'm not at that point yet.
No, I think they're winning a game at home.
I think they're winning. Well, they better win tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's a must win.
Yeah. I think they're going to win tomorrow. But, I mean, they're going to have to show something serious.
They have to show that they at least want it. It looks like they don't even care. It honestly does look like they just really don't care. And they've not necessarily given up or quit, but they're just like, oh, they're better than us.
Yeah, they, like you said, start with them. Kyrie Irving, yeah, first game, 7 of 22. You know, 11 of 12 from the free throw, that's great. But he's, you know, what, in the other game, 5 of 14, no free throw attempts.
Oof.
And he's just one-on-one, I'm just dribbling. And with this offense, you can't, this defense, you can't do that.
Yep.
You're going to sit there and dribble 5, 6, 7, 8 times, like, all right. We see you. You know they're playing LeBron James one on one.
Yep.
And they just not letting. We're not leaving the shooters. We're not letting y'all. Got to beat us. And I do think if LeBron James scores, they'll be like, fine.
That's what I'm saying. They know LeBron's probably going to get his, and they're not worried about that.
Yeah, when they put Iguodala, I mean, he may get it again. I mean, I do think right now. Draymond Green is in the driver's seat for MVP right now. However,
I put Sean Livingston up there too.
Yeah, no, he's in the. I mean, they hold me shit. If Barbosa give you 11 points and they sweep every game, I'd be like, you can give it to Barbosa. Shit. if he gives you like 50 points in 4 games and 4 wins. And he only misses like 2 shots. You're like, you can get to Barbosa.
But the team, the way they play, they don't care who wins it. They just want the chip.
Yeah, that's all it's about. I mean, you look at the other way. I mean, I had to make notes on all this stuff. One of the things Golden State has, which, you know, I got some with all that comment, but they got guys who can create for themselves and for the team. You know, Cleveland has LeBron James and sometimes Kyrie Irving. That's it. These fools got, besides Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Iguodala and Sean Livingston.
And Klay Thompson.
Yep, and Klay Thompson. And Harrison Barnes can get his shot. And Barbosa. I mean, you got guys who can create for other people. But you got at least 3 who you know are good passers. And I'm not even talking Steph Curry. Like, dude, Draymond Green can pass, Iguodala can pass, and Livingston can pass.
And Bogey can pass.
Yeah. Guys know how to move the ball, and this, it makes it fun. They're just killing them. You're like, okay, well, Steph Curry had the ball, then Iguodala had the ball. He'll do something with it. Mm-hmm. He's going to make LeBron James work.
And I've got to ask, Spirit G, me and you here, brother. Me and you have been here since that incident happened. Ironically, against these same Warriors, if I'm not mistaken. Tyronn Lue. All I'm going to say is David Blatt didn't have Kyrie after game 1. He didn't have Kevin Love. And Cleveland was up 2-1. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, I will say to that, and it's something they're going to have to work on. I have a feeling it's fucked up, but I do think some people feel this way, that maybe they hope that Kevin Love don't play tomorrow. Because, I'm going to put Kyrie Irving in it, because he didn't have, David Blatt did not have 2 great scores.
Correct.
But because of that, that means guys who were more scrappier and hustlers on defense got time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's saying shit about Kyrie Irving playing great defense on Steph Curry.
Because we know Kyrie can't play defense.
They did throw that out there with Dellavedova.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Grant, we know he's not sticking, but He's an irritant.
Yes.
You know, you gave Tristan Thompson more time. You gave Miles Goff more time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had them kind of scrappy dude. I mean, what's his name on here? Shumpert got a little more run. I mean, they played scrappier. And you had LeBron James who just was like, I got to do all the scoring. Y'all do the rest. This one, the offensive weapons are not giving you enough to justify them on the floor.
Mm.
That's what it feels like. Especially Kyrie Irving. Kevin Love, I mean, look, they can be like, you know what? We're going to go with Channing Frye. Easy. It may suck, but everybody's done seen that already. So we won't be like, oh, shit, he benching Kevin Love. Well, that ain't the first time. We know that if they lose this series, especially bad, Kevin Love probably will not be there. Because it will feel like maybe this just wasn't a good fit.
Correct. Now, my question to you is, do you believe Cleveland was up last year under David Blatt due to coaching or due to them playing well despite him?
I mean, for them to go up, I would have to think he did something.
Okay.
He had to have some adjustment or something done to at least give them that opportunity. I just think at that point, after that, Steve Kerr made his own adjustment, and it just fucking worked. And it started playing.
I'm just asking because it's basically the two same teams.
Yes. I mean, now we're going to get.
And Tyronn Lue was on the team last year as assistant coach.
Yeah. I think part of him that's failing that is, like, Dellavedova got 17 minutes. Game two. Let's see.
Well, a lot of and that got was 11. Towards the end when it didn't matter.
But in game one, he got 11.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to, like, Miles Goff got 2 minutes in game one. Frye got 7. You know, I mean, that's it. Shumpert got 17. He has to play Channing Frye more, period. This dude was hitting for you. He was too hot. You have to play him.
Yeah, I think coming you gotta up give, into this series, yeah.
I think you got to give Dellavedova more time. And put Irvin on at the two then. At some point.
Miles Goff in the game. I have been asking about him for the longest, it feels like.
Yeah, he's got to change up. He's got to play some other dudes. I mean,
because at least Miles Goff gives you an intimidating presence in the paint. They can't just keep driving to the fucking hole.
Yeah, and Kevin Love, if he's not going to hit, then that's just what it is. Kyrie Irving, though. See, I understand with big men. Kevin Love can't create off the dribble. He needs help. That's what big men, they need help. That's not their fault. That's just the way the game is. They need the guards to have the ball. So they got to get the ball. Kyrie Irving has the ball. Mm-hmm. He needs to, because he is the number two guy.
Yep.
He gets the ball.
But he has to create for others.
Yes. And he, you know, most of all, he need to hit. If you're not going to hit, then it's a problem. That's the same with Kevin Love. Kevin Love is not scoring. Then it's a problem.
My thing is, even if you ain't hitting, do some other shit, though. Like Kyrie Irving, if you ain't hitting your shots, fine. But at least get your teammates involved. Rack up some assists or something.
Yep.
Kevin Love, if you ain't hitting, hit the boards, bruh.
Yeah.
Just do something else.
Yeah, and I just think it's something's going to say. I mean, funny thing, I mean, looking at this roster, man. When they picked Mo Williams, we were like, oh, shit, that is a great pickup.
That's another one. I was about to say, Mo Williams. Like, how come Mo Williams don't get no time?
He was playing.
He can score.
Was great. And then all of a sudden, he got hurt. And it was like, well, you fell out the rotation, and you ain't getting back in. He fell out, and then he got healthy. And it was like, what happened to Mo Williams? Did you forget? Like, oh, shit. Oh, you know he pissed. Because he will let you know when he's mad.
I could have went to Oklahoma.
Man, because he hated, right? He hated getting no minutes. So I'm like, he got to be fuming. I mean, he probably taking it in stride. But this is one of them times that you, like, bring him in. You need some. Kyrie Irving can't run point. Maybe you need him to be off the ball and just focus on scoring since he can't do
shit. Yeah, I would say if J.R. Smith come out this game and he don't hit nothing, and like he's not hitting, bring Mo Williams in, man.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens, because Jesus.
I mean, you may have to go with.
And at least Mo Williams will create for others.
Yeah. Mo Williams can shoot, but that's the thing. If you're not scoring, Mo Williams can get hot and get you some buckets.
I heard, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, everybody need that Patty Mills type. Just come in. All we need you to do is hit. You come in, you got an open shot, shoot it. Instant offense. They need something real bad. And the question is, what's up with LeBron James? We saw Baylor tweet. Shout out to you, Baylor. Well, maybe he ain't. He just don't got it. Maybe that's just not him.
We have always said since LeBron came in here that what? He is more Magic than Jordan. We've always said that. Jordan was Kobe. The killer assassinator. I'm going to drop 50 on your ass. And when it comes to the last shot of the game, I'm taking it. Yeah. And I'm going to make it.
But the thing is,
But
Magic did that too, though. You know what it is? He hates it. That's the funny thing. A lot of stuff that he says he'd do and probably needs to do, he hates doing it. Like, I feel like he hates playing power forward. Mm-hmm. Like, you need, against this team, you need to play some four.
Yeah.
And just get some damn shooters and niggas that's out there and that's quick. Like, I feel like he's going to have to play four because a lot more. He needs to have. What did Caron Butler say? He said, like, you need a game from last year. They need LeBron from the finals last year.
That's tough to ask for.
Yeah. I think it feels like in this game specifically, because he said it's a must-win game. It is.
It is a must-win.
You know, if you go down 0-3, forget it.
You're not coming back.
You know, then the question is, are y'all even going to try? Or are you just going to be like, fuck it, we ain't trying to go back. We ain't trying to go to Oakland.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming everybody puts someone in line. He's going to have to. He's going to have to just be selfish and make – he's going to have to force Golden State to double him.
Yes, he's going to have to start being LeBron James and taking that shit to the hole and yamming on cats. Yeah. Use your physicality to your advantage. You're a physical freak of nature. Like, we saw a few times in the last game where he would just get the ball and it'd be a couple dribbles, a crossover here, there, and he takes off to the fucking hole and you can't stop him. It's like, dude, do that.
He's been doing enough. The funny thing is, you can say all this stuff always about the blueprint, and I probably can say the Spurs did it well when they played them times in Miami. They are like, shoot, nigga, you ain't driving. And it doesn't seem this season, and a lot of people have said it, he doesn't seem confident in his shot. Which is wondering, like, is that why he's being hesitant? Because if he's going to take over, they're clogging the lane. I mean, he's getting there, but you can't just be like, all right, I'm going to just drive. Because this defense is going to be like, oh, you ain't driving.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do? He's going to start shooting. He has to be like, all right, you know what? I'm getting off right now. I'm coming in the game. I'm getting hot. It feels fucked up because I get why he's not. Because, like, if nobody else is hitting, then it don't matter.
But there are times where you just have to take over the game. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to score all the points. But just take over the game, man. When you get the board, push the break. You handle the rock. F Kyrie handling the rock. Kyrie off ball. Give me the ball. I'll dish it to you.
Yeah.
You create for your teammates.
Yeah.
You start doing that stuff and opening things up. And then you start taking over. I mean, it's more than just like, well, I got to drop 50. No, it ain't just about dropping 50. It's about dominating that rock. Give me the rock. You know what he needs to become? Russell Westbrook. That's what he, I'm serious. I'm like dead serious right now. That's what he needs to become right now, is have that, just give me the ball. I'm dominating the ball. I will create for all of you guys. And when I see my shot, I'm taking it. This is when LeBron needs to become LeBron and take the fuck over. Like, yeah, seriously, take over. Get you a triple-double, LeBron. Get you 30 points, 15 boards, 10 assists. I'm just saying, like, take over the game.
Yeah, he's going to have to do that. I think he is going to need that game. He's going to have to. That's a very good one. He is going to need to be Russell Westbrook with it, playing with that. Saying. And he's at home.
And with that need, anger.
Yeah, like, man. Play with some anger. I mean, you need to play with it. If fools ain't. If you need to yell at niggas, because we clearly you done it before, you go ahead and yell
at niggas. I'm tired of staring at cats. I need you to stare at them. No, I need you to be in their face. Do you want this?
You need to be player, coach. I mean,
you
fuck
be
it.
GM,
I mean,
owner, all that. Yes. You, like, you need to let them know.
I want to win, nigga. Who here?
F that. I'm like, just like last year when you was coaching and pushing David Blatt's crap out of the way, do that to the Tyronn Lue. Yeah, move. Yeah. I'm doing this now.
And hopefully, unlike last year where you actually doing that and you kick out and niggas just missing shit. And he just visibly frustrated. Hopefully they hit. He got to be a little self. I mean, he said he's not going to go outside of him. And that's fine. I don't want him. I don't need you to be Jordan.
But that's what I'm saying. This is why he got to be playmaker LeBron too. Get your teammates involved. Rack up them assists.
He's going to have to pick. Because he really hasn't picked. He'll pick a moment or two, but maybe it's just like, you know what? In this quarter, I'm going off.
Like I said,
he may need to do that in the first quarter.
Westbrook-esque.
Yeah. You got to make him double, you dude.
Yep.
I mean, folks are, you know, defending him as rightfully so. But, man, so game three, I mean, does your pick change? Are you still niggas in five? Racing, yeah. But when we come back,
Cleveland's gonna win one at home.
Okay, so we coming back to the
coming back to Cali
to the yay,
okay. and they gonna win it on their home court.
Okay,
end it.
Yeah, it's at the point I want to. Yeah, I'm not changing yet. I keep six, whatever. But I need tomorrow, man. He got to be with it.
Yeah, because I mean, let's be real. You can say, I mean, let's just be real. If Cleveland gets their asses kicked and they get swept, you can say Kevin Love is gone. But we really don't know for sure Kevin Love is gone, because Kevin Love has a loaded contract. And Kevin Love is not getting any younger. Now, me personally, everybody talks is like, oh, Dan Gilbert, you know, dishing out money. To me, I feel like Dan Gilbert is so tiptoeing the line with LeBron James, not trying to piss him off and not trying to make him and force him to leave again, that I feel like it's screwing up the long-term future for Cleveland. Because look at the contracts they have. Iman Shumpert signed a $40 million contract. Fucking Tristan Thompson signed an $84 million contract. Kevin Love signed a $100-something million contract. Kyrie got like a $90-something million contract. And you paying LeBron James. It's just so much money tied up to like five dudes because LeBron wanted them there. I'm sorry. If I'm the GM, I wasn't paying Tristan Thompson that much fucking money. I don't give a shit how close he was to LeBron and how much LeBron loves him and likes him and all this other stuff. I'm not paying you that much money. I'm not doing it. I have to look at the long-term future of the team, because when LeBron leaves, what you stuck with Tristan Thompson's contract? Who's trading for Tristan Thompson with that big-ass contract? Nobody. And again, Dan Gilbert did nothing but screw up the market for bigs. I just feel like he tiptoed the line so much with LeBron that I think he sacrificed his future for the present, which I understand sometimes, but that just doesn't seem like the best way to work.
Yeah, I read one article where it felt like if this doesn't work, a lot of more will be on LeBron, because it's like, you made the move. This is your team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody's saying like you know, it's like, okay, we know, you know, David Griffin, but I mean, you got a good team around you.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to feel like you wanted them to trade for Kevin Love with the whole, like, oh, you know, I want to looking forward to playing with Deion Waiters, Kyrie Irving, You're like, oh, no mention of Andrew Wiggins. You know, who was a nice wing defender.
Yep.
Young rookie contract.
Because it saved you that $40 million from Ramon Shumpert.
Right. You didn't know, you know, what Tristan Thompson was going to turn into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot on him, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, hopefully he can win game three and make people feel a little bit better.
Exactly.
You know? But it could be that, you know, this Golden State team is for real.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they are, you know, if they win 73, especially if they sweep too. If they sweep LeBron James, go all that way to win 73. I think if they win tomorrow, I think they'll have the most wins in a season, period, regular season and playoffs.
Well, if they sweep Cleveland, everybody who was talking crap about them last year got shut up.
Oh, I mean, clearly, you know that's what they're gunning for. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all got them riled up. Even LeBron James. I hope I don't see much of LeBron James on Curry. I always feel like that's a waste because they're just going to move the ball.
Yeah.
I was like, you really going to chase this dude around? I mean, the fact that he can guard all of them is very cool. One of the things that makes him so great. But, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's just – tell your niggas to guard better. That's what it feels like. You just – let me guard Curry now since you can't do that. That's how I felt sometimes. I seen him watch Curry. I'm like, why is he guarding Curry? I can see if it was, like, Westbrook and, you know, like, okay, this dude is clearly going to be attacking with the ball. But – Steph Curry come off screens, and they may even just give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to be on that show.
Nope.
But he'll figure something out, and if he don't have it, he'll just turn and move around.
Exactly.
Oh, man. But since we're talking about LeBron, I know a couple last week I brought up that topic about him beating 50-win teams, and I think had only beaten 7. Was what I read. So I actually went back and did a little digging just because I had the time to look at who he played and, I mean, who he beat in 50-win teams. So, and I went all the way back to his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2004.
Mm-hmm.
His team won 35 games, missed the playoffs.
Clearly.
Yeah, and they were in ninth. One game behind the 8 seed.
After being like the worst. The downslide of the East.
Right, being the worst team in the league. 2005, 42 games. Missed the playoffs. They finished ninth. Lost a tiebreaker to the Nets. Yeah, 2006, they won 50 games. Lost to the Pistons in the semifinals. Did not beat a 50-win team. And these are all like how many 50-win teams they 2007. He didn't go 50 games. He beats the 53-win Pistons in the conference finals in 6 games, and that's when they lost to San Antonio.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm looking here right now, like, damn, your fourth year in the league, your second season in the playoffs, you get to the finals. I mean, shit. 2008, they won 45 games. Lost to the Celtics in the semis. Did not beat a 51 10. That's when they beat Washington again. Mm. And this, of course, 2008 was when the Big Three era began. Just gotta make that note. 2009, they won 66 games. Didn't beat a 50. It wasn't a 50-win team. Lost to the Magic in the conference finals.
Mm.
That's the team Dwight Howard.
That's where Dwight Howard. Yeah,
the one where
LeBron was salty and didn't shake his hand.
Yep, took a lot of flack for that.
Mm. As he should have.
Mm-hmm. Then 2010, last season with the Cavs, 60 wins, lost to the Celtics again in the semis, and then so up to this point, 7 years in, all with the Cavs, only beat 150-win team.
Wait. When did the Big Three era start? Are you talking about with Boston?
Well, Boston, yeah.
Okay.
So he dealt with this. So he lost to that team twice. in both years that that team went to the finals. So, I mean, he lost to the Boston and went to the finals. Nothing wrong with that. Then 2011 goes to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He beats actually two 50 win team. He beats the 56 win Celtics in five games. Mm-hmm. And he beat your Chicago Bulls, 62 win Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, five games. Seems like such a long time ago.
No, end up losing, and they lost to the Mavs in the finals.
Yep.
2012, Miami Heat was only 50 wins, and that's in the year they won the title versus OKC. OKC won 47 games that year.
Okay.
So they didn't beat any 50-win team that year.
Interesting.
2013, Miami Heat won 66 games. They beat the 58-win Spurs in the finals to win the title in seven games. It's the only team they played.
Okay.
And I think that year. Yeah, yep.
I think that's four.
Yeah, and I think that year, I guess I can actually look it up. So, that was the year that I believe the other 50-win team was the Knicks. God, look how long ago that was when the Knicks lost to the Pacers.
Mm.
Yeah, it was 2013.
Good Lord.
I know, like, damn. In 2014, last year with the Heat, they won 54 games. They beat a 56-win Pacers team in the conference finals.
Mm-hmm. That's when Indy pushed them, I think.
Yeah. That was that second season.
Yeah.
They lost to the Spurs in the finals, so they beat another
team. So that's five.
Then you got 2015, back to Cleveland. He beats they win class with 53 games. They beat a 50 win Bulls team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And then they also beat a 60 win Hawks team.
That's seven.
That's the kind of final, yeah. They end up losing to Golden State.
Yep.
And then this season they beat, and it was my mistake because I read they won 57 games, and they beat a 56-win Raptors team.
That's eight.
That's eight. And I saw the Hawks did not win 50 games this season.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's beaten 18. In 13 seasons, he's beaten eight teams out of over 500. I mean, they have at least 50 wins.
I am very curious now to go back and look at like, Jordan and the Magic's. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna bring that up when we get to the award or something. Since I got this information, I also wrote down how many 50 win teams during that time for both sides. So 2004, the West has six, East had two. 2005, the West has six, East had two. 2006, the West had two, the East had three.
Mm.
2007, the West had five. The East had two.
Back at it.
2008, the West had eight.
Ew. The
East had three. 2009, West had six. East had three.
Ew.
2010, the West had eight again.
Ew.
The East had four.
Look at the difference. Jesus.
The West had five. East had four. When in 2012, both the West and the East only had one.
Oof.
And that was the year both our teams were in the had won the and I was like, damn, they were the only 50 win? That's how I was looking at it. I was like, man, everybody, it ain't 50 wins, ain't easy. And I was like, all right, 2013, West had five, East had two.
Oof.
2014, the West had seven, the East had two.
Oof.
Last year, the West had seven, the East had three.
Oof.
And this season, the West had four, the East had two. So on average, the whole time.
Look at the discrepancy. Yeah,
the West has averaged basically five 50-win teams a season. The East has averaged
two. Damn. And there you go. Now I'm glad LeBron has had the easier route, of course.
Yeah, but, I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because some years you're like, okay, well, the team that won 50 games, he ain't played. So, okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was going back looking at them old 80s, 90s. You're just like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Teams was killing. Now, let's go back. Let's go back. I'm just going to go real quick back to your year. 85.
You had just out of curiosity.
Yeah, 1985. That's the year the Lakers won. Which would come into that talk with Klay Thompson, which is in the award section. Lakers have won 62 games. Denver Nuggets were second with 52. Those are only two 50-win teams that season. Mm. Over on the East, Boston had 63. They had a run during that. They would just won 60, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee had 59. I'm like, Milwaukee back then? Ooh. Like, damn.
Mm.
And then you had Philly have 58. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's when you still had Dr. J, Moses Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that I'm just going back looking at the seasons and how they stack up and who wins. Seeing, like, when the Detroit jumps up. It was like, wow.
When the East was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Man, through the Boston years, the Detroit years, the Chicago years. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Billy, I was like, Milwaukee, damn.
New Washington York Bullets. Knicks, man, come on. Yeah, the Knicks, Reggie Miller and them.
Mm-hmm. Indiana.
Ah, man. Jeez. Ain't nothing like the old days, man. Lord have mercy.
I know, just nostalgia. That want that old thing back.
Yeah, I do. It was so awesome.
It was. But this, you know, this new crop of talent, they talented. They fun to watch. You know, it's hard to grow up on that, you know. It's hard to compare.
I want to see another Mr. Fundamental come out, please. Somebody come out who's fundamentally sound. That's all I want. I just want to see one player come out of college who is fundamentally sound.
Towns.
Yeah. He's probably the closest thing.
That's one I can think of right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Some of you guys, yeah, but it's just true. Yeah, you're not gonna get that them kind of dudes anymore.
Where are my Sean Livingstons who just had that mid range game down? Pat.
They're funny, they say it's a lost art, but then it was like people don't shoot. But then everybody says somebody got a mid range game, they affected. Shit, Dwayne Wade lived off of mid range.
Forever. He still does.
Yeah, it's not his, you know,
his. He's never been a 3-point threat.
No. You just make it enough. You know, which, nobody's just going to say they're just not going to leave you just out there wide the hell open.
DeMar DeRozan, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan mid range. And you, I mean, what another thing with Tyronn Lue that he was giving, like, you know, you're giving these dudes open threes. I'm like, what? Because he was in that Toronto series for a while. He was like, we'll give up the mid range game to DeRozan. I'm like, nigga, that's where he eat. Why are you giving him the mid? I'm like, what?
Like, force him to the 3-point shot.
Literally, they were like, well, he's forcing him to run the mid-range game, but that's his strength. I'm like,
exactly.
What kind of okay. I mean, you won. Hey, I mean, yeah, but okay.
I'm just saying.
And he played well. Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's all down to that, too. See, I had to dig that up. But we're going to take a break, y'all. We're going to come back. We still got some more basketball to talk. We're going to be hitting all these topics.
Yes, sir.
We're getting to our segments. So, y'all, stay tuned. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Welcome back, Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So hit us up, y'all. Talk some finals. Should they bring the brooms out? Is Cleveland going to feel like going back to Oakland? I mean, what is it? Let us know. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the website, blackisonline.com.
And who do you feel is the better coach, David Blatt or Tyronn Lue? Hit us up and let us know.
Good subject.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of coaches, and we're talking about Toronto, Dwayne Casey got him a 3-year extension with the Raptors.
Good for him. He earned it.
He did. He did some good things.
They've been progressively getting better each season.
And Dwayne Casey's been getting better, too. I think this will be a good thing for all of them. Mm-hmm. Still some confidence, you know. Maybe Dwayne Casey can, of course, get better as well. But I'm happy for Toronto. I like what I'm seeing. They seem to slowly be getting things together. Let's hope, for their sake, DeRozan can stay, you know, add a couple little small pieces here or there and, you know, come back ready to seriously compete.
Yeah, I heard Bismack Biyombo might be considering giving them a hometown discount, which I don't know what that means, but if he's getting $20 million on the open market, he ain't coming back.
Yeah, we're gonna, I'll give y'all 18. Like, shit.
Exactly. I'll give you 6. That's what your worth is.
Hey, man, the cap going up. So now
God.
You know, that medium is different now.
I feel bad for cats sometimes. Do you know Jordan would make probably like $1 billion?
Oh, my God. But Duncan for Jordan, he cashed in. Some of them like, well, he cashed in before the salary cap.
Oh, them $30 million contracts were crazy.
I'm finding the 1 year 30. Like, God damn.
It was worth every penny.
Yeah. It was.
Could you imagine how much like Bill Russell and some of these cats would get nowadays?
Man.
All getting max.
I'm still over here looking at thinking about the Wizards. Because I'm like John Wall, when he was complaining about the money with Reggie Jackson, I'm like, well, look how much your teammate about to get.
Yeah, Bradley Beal, like, nope, I'm getting max.
Yeah, because he got, what, they gave him, they gave Wall a max, and he got about, what, 10? No, he got like 15.
Something like that
a year. And I was like, Bradley Beal, who's not better than you, is going to make more than you.
And who's also injury prone.
Yep. And they just going, they got to get. And he was like, I think I deserve a max. Of course you do. Of course you do. Like, damn.
Nobody's realistic about their worth anymore. Well, what it's so is annoying.
They know somebody's going to give it.
Yeah, and that's the problem. These teams are too stupid to say no.
Well, yeah, he just can't, because you can't lose them. It's like,
I'm sorry. Collusion, folks. Collusion. Let's get some collusion going. Do not. Oh, my God. Like that. Dan Gilbert again ruined the market for bigs. Jesus Christ. All like Biz, when the fact that Bismack Biyombo is even in the same sentence as double digit millions is ridiculous.
That shows you what the market. I mean, it's not even like 10. He's trying to get 20. Like, you trying to get over 15
to 20? Like, get the fuck. You making Anthony Davis type money? Get out of here.
Yeah, and it's something like, dude, you're not better than Tristan Thompson. Like, I'm sorry. God, like, you, Tristan Thompson, I know exactly what I'm getting. Tristan Thompson proved he can start.
But, yeah, he'll rebound his ass off. That's
he'll do
sure.
That. Yeah, JB Bickerstaff going on to the Grizzlies, be associate head coach over there with Dave Yeager. Good for him.
Good for him. He'll be on the team that plays defense.
Yeah, he will be. Did we
mention that all day?
Yeah, Mike.
And see no results.
Yeah, Mike D'Antoni over there. See what he do. Happy to play with James Harden. I'm like, I know you are.
Like Antony.
Antony and Harden.
And Harden.
Aaron. Yep, and Harden.
My God, a match made in heaven.
What else we got? Since we're talking about David Blatt, he's going over to Europe to coach.
No, good for him. Good. Going back to his grounds, his roots, what he knows.
Yeah, they probably gave him a nice deal with some money. Like, all right. Ain't nobody over here calling. Go over there. He'll be back. He can come back again.
All I know is if Cleveland gets swept, he's probably going to be laughing his ass off.
Oh, you know he's going to be talking mad trash. Like, that's what you get.
We reap what you sow, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What else we got on here? I seen Adam Silver said he's going to use his, quote, bully pulpit to eliminate the Hacker Shack.
My God. Did he get into descriptions of what specifically they're going to do?
No, he hasn't said. He just said he wants to, he's going to use influence to make some changes. And he brought it up.
Are you going to hire better free throw shooting coaches?
Because it's basically for three guys.
That's what I'm saying. Making,
you know, for Drummond, Dwight Howard, and DeAndre Jordan. But, I mean, look, like, when I saw Andre Drummond, I think he make under 40%. I'm fouling him. I'm fouling him. If he got the ball, I'm fouling him.
That's not our fault that he can't shoot free throws.
Nope. And the problem is they're not intentionally fouling. Like, fine.
I'm sorry. I'm like, if Carl Anthony Towns can shoot fucking free throws, there's no reason Andre Drummond can't shoot free throws.
Yeah, there's
I don't want to hear this crap because they big. That don't mean shit. Nigga, DeMarcus Cousins can hit free throws.
Yeah, I think you can get better. Now, I'm not expecting him to go from 37 to 90. But he
at
you,
least
you,
makes
you
60.
You got to get at least about 60-some percent. For him, if he can get to 60, that's a great improvement. Because I'm like, you don't even average half.
Like, to me, the Hacker Shack isn't even relevant like that.
But they said
it becomes a problem because it's done every blue moon to players who can't shoot free throws. It's not like it's done every game.
But it's getting higher, and that's what his concern is that it's getting higher. I mean, I want to see.
When have we seen the Hacker Shack?
No, talking about
besides the Detroit series in this playoffs.
I've done the test. Well, they've kept tracking. They're saying the amount of times it's been used since
it was in the regular season.
Basically, this has been the most it's been used ever. I guess most intentional fouls.
I question that because there's a reason it's called the Hacker Shack. It's because it was done so much with Shaq. So I question that.
But guys were doing it with it's basically for three guys, but other dudes are using it. I mean, shit, they were using it against Andrew Bogut. I want to say with Golden, they were doing that with Oklahoma City. It's like up, foul them. I mean, it is getting used more. And I would just like to know what type of changes he's considering.
To me, I'm just can't like, bottom line, make it free throws.
Yeah, because you can't just assume that, okay, now guys are never going to intentionally foul a guy. Like, are you punishing off the ball fouls? Because sometimes they're not. Like, intentionally, I'm fouling. Sometimes it's just a stupid foul. I don't know. But he said, like, the last – it went up last year, and now it's gone up even more this year. I've heard the whole, like, you know, one ball, which I guess is what they do. I wouldn't have a problem. I actually thought, you know, when they had the 2 minutes left, I thought that was for the first half as well. I didn't know it was just the fourth quarter only. Now, if you want to do that, like, every quarter – well, basically, under 2 minutes of every quarter, you can't intentionally foul a guy, or it's one free throw in the ball. I'm cool with that. I don't have a problem with that. It's just like, okay, at some point, it stops. Like, you're going to really get punished. But I don't know. Hopefully, it's nothing too drastic.
I hope not, but make your free throws, fools.
Yeah, just try to improve. That's all I'm going to say. I know it's... Like people like, you know, I'm like, it's easy. I don't think it's just simple. Hey,
I'm not saying it's easy. If you practice enough, you can become much better at it.
Tim Duncan got better, and he was like 62% coming out. Well, he would get to the line and brick, and you'd be like, oh shit, here we go, and he'd miss like 8 straight.
All I know is Chris Dudley's like, yo, you finally did it, huh?
Yeah, I'm just like somebody worse than Chris Dudley. Chris Dudley was bad.
Was the worst that I remember prior to all this.
But it's just that you got – Chris Dudley wasn't getting, like, millions.
He wasn't – yeah.
Like, DeAndre Jordan, I'm paying you, like, 15-plus million.
And you can't like 48. Make a free throw.
Like, once I give you that money, it's like, yeah, you're going to have to work. And I know you're doing it. Hey, keep doing it then.
Okay.
Don't stop. Speaking of big men, there's talk of what the Hawks and the Sixers were discussing. Jeff Teague, Nerlens Noel trade.
That seems very interesting. I mean, we talked about, you know, who they would flip, and both agree Noel would probably bring him the most value.
Yeah,
and Jeff Teague is not a bad. Nice get for Philly.
Yeah, I guess now it's like, what's Is Smith going to do?
Backup point guard. I mean, it sucks, but
I would say this.
You know, let's be real. You were the starting point guard for the 76ers. It's not like a huge accomplishment.
I'll say this for Is Smith. Once they get Ben Simmons, if they happen to get Jeff T, they get a top flight point guard and they get Ben Simmons. Part of Ish Smith's, one of his great assets is as a passer, and you're not going to have him as a passer. Not with them two on the floor. So I would hope for his sake, okay, let him go somewhere where he can actually get some serious run.
Yeah.
But that's all. But I think I like Noel on next to Millsap.
Yeah, that'd be
nice. I do like that. Should, you know, because I can't believe with Millsap and Horford that they struggled that bad at rebounding. Yeah. I didn't know they were that bad. They were like in the low 20s. Like, wow, okay, I didn't see that coming.
Well, they started to spend a lot more time on the perimeters, too.
Yeah. But they going to make a move. Something. I know Okafor is going, that one's probably if they both get shipped out. I don't know, man. I like Noel though. I think he's gonna be he's a nice get for somebody.
Yep.
And I don't know what's gonna happen in Rio, man. But Mad Dudes is just hurt. Period. Had Steph Curry dealing with his knee and ankle issues. He's pulling out. LaMarcus Aldridge with his finger. And they both removed their names for the 26th Rio Olympics.
I think Chris Paul too.
Chris Paul out. Well, we know he out. Blake Griffin out. Anthony Davis out.
Anthony Davis.
It's like a lot of dudes. You're like, shit, who the hell gonna be playing?
But I think Powell said he's not going because of the virus that's out there.
Yeah, I think that's starting to scare a lot of guys. I don't blame him. It does seem a little scary.
I just say, I don't blame y'all either.
I mean, I'm like, damn, Rio is. I mean, they got through it with the World Cup.
Yeah,
but I mean, granted, in the country, you know, South America, I mean, which one is more important to you? I'm like, the World Cup?
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, shit, if you asked me which one was I going to, what would I go to? I'm like, nigga, the World Cup in Brazil? What you talking about? With them fans who love, nigga, that is like the soccer mecca.
Yeah, that is true.
That's what I should say. Would you like to see some NBA Finals basketball in New York? Of course I would. But the Olympics, I don't know. They ain't got shit built. And this virus, good luck.
It's making cats think twice.
Yeah, it is.
So I can't blame them.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, the West gonna, I mean, the USA gonna be all right. They'll keep finding guys. But I know some guys are gonna, you know, they're not gonna be sure. And they bigs is hurt. Like, oof. I think Iguodala was like, I don't know if I'd play. But somebody, they'll get 12 guys to go.
Yeah.
Going to the NFL, the league is moving the Pro Bowl to Orlando in 2017.
Where was it last year?
It wasn't still in Hawaii. They moved. Oh, no, it wasn't in the same place as the city. Was that what they were doing?
They moved this. Yeah, I forget where I forgot where they put it. I think it was in like San Francisco or something. It was weird. I don't know.
No, I thought it went back to, I don't know. They just keep, that shows you how much we watch the Pro Bowl.
Well, if it is in Orlando, at least you got Disney World.
Yeah.
you got a Universal Studios Orlando. Yeah, I don't know. It's just something, I guess, you know, something they can at least take their families to do and do something with.
I prefer Hawaii. That's just
me. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's I don't care. I mean, I'm happy for the guys who make the Pro Bowl because it's like an all-star nod.
It doesn't matter.
But I'm not.
Because the dudes who are playing in the Super Bowl are playing in the Pro Bowl anyway.
I take that weekend to get stuff done because I know the weekend after the Super Bowl. Yep. Like, okay, I got a week between just the championship games.
Tickets.
Okay, let me handle everything I wasn't doing on Sundays for the last 3 months.
Book my flights.
Yeah. Some folks got some money. Jags wide receiver Allen Hurns, 4-year, $40 million extension, $20 million guaranteed.
Good for him. Undrafted free agent, teamed up with Allen Robinson to form probably the best young receiver duo in the league, I would say.
No, that's going to be nice. Allen Robinson probably going to get some money. I mean, they got something. They trying. They building something in Jacksonville. Hopefully they can get back to doing something, man. I hate seeing franchises down for a real long time.
Yep. But, you know, they're making moves in the right direction. But, again, I'm tampering expectations this year. I don't think they play off bound this year.
Nah, I think it's going to take them a minute. But they if they make that division interesting, now we talking. Other person, Viking safety Harrison Smith, agrees to a five-year, $51.25 million extension, a little over $28 million guaranteed, has now earned the title as highest-paid safety in the game.
Shout out to the man. Another one, he's earned it. Second-round pick out of Notre Dame. That man has been a staple in that defensive backfield since his rookie season. Yeah, no, he's like the one dude back that they ain't got to worry about.
That's what I've read that. Like, okay. I'm with that.
Yes, sir.
Are you talking about your boy in any of the awards? Or we want, we going to talk about him now?
You can talk about his idiotic ass now if you want to.
All right. That ass. Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib basically getting investigated.
We don't know what happened.
Nope. All we know is he got shot in the leg.
Yep.
Luckily, it's not serious.
He'll be fine by training camp.
It has not been confirmed if he pulled a Plexico burst. That is not
confirmed. Yeah, some people are saying he shot himself. Others are, and then I guess the police report is saying it's aggravated assault. He's saying he's so drunk he don't remember.
Oof.
I don't know what the hell is going on. And in all honesty, and I tweeted out to Bailey today, I'm like, if Aqib Talib wants to be a moron and do dumb shit like this, we got Bradley Roby waiting to take his spot. So if he wants to be an idiot, that's fine. But we got a young dude waiting in the wing, so he can do what he wants. The other thing that kind of disappointed me, I was like, dude, you just got married like 2 months ago. Does your wife really need to be worrying about you being shot?
Oh, man, see.
Come on, dude. Gotta be smarter than that. And the thing is, like, he is in the same, I want to say it's in the same town where there was a gun situation like 2 years ago when he first got to Denver.
Oh, shit.
It's like, dude, you just stop. God, you got to learn. I mean, he's had his share of incidents.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear, it is, you know, it's clearly a reason why.
Tampa Bay days.
Yeah, that's why, what's the name of Paige just moved on with him. We're like, nah, we're not paying you.
It's just not, sometimes it's not worth the headache. And again, I'm like, yeah, we got a young dude waiting that we spent a first round pick on a few years ago. So I'm just saying.
Oh, because I guess you got a license to carry in Texas. That's one of their laws. And I got to check and see if he had a license to carry.
Well, I think they're just checking everything to see if he had possession of the gun or if somebody just tried to shoot him or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I'm just waiting for the facts to come out.
Yeah. But
more than anything, I'm just glad the man's okay.
Yeah, for real. In the state of Texas, careful. It would be best to not carry your weapon. And what is up with niggas carrying weapons in the bars? What the fuck?
I don't know. Somebody's starting some shit. Mm-hmm. Wild Wild West.
What it feel like? Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't.
Idiot, and missed a trip to see the president, dummy.
Oh yeah. Oh, he did because of that. Oh,
dumbass. But that's part of my war. So
okay, that's your fault. What we gonna get into is your 5 minutes with Grandpa. What Grandpa got to say today?
5 minutes with Grandpa. Well, I mean, just this ain't gonna take long, but my man Muhammad Ali, the greatest, as I said in the beginning, the greatest trash talker I've ever seen. And just some of the quotes, just some of his quotes are just insane and just absolutely, they're historic. I mean, there was one, I forget what opponent they were talking about he was gonna fight. And he was like, I done wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. Handcuffed lightning. I thrown thunder in jail. Only last week, I murdered a rock. Injured a stone. Hospitaled a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick. Are you kidding me? This man got rhymes, homie. Are you serious? I mean, it's just some, but some of the stuff he did say as well was just so powerful that some of the stuff I really had to read a few times just to soak it all in, because some of the stuff he said is very deep.
All right, I believe it.
Prime example. Let me just give y'all some of these that I like. He said basically on pretty much on his humor, he was like, "My way of joking is to tell the truth. That's the funniest joke in the world." Mm. That's real talk.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And then what else? Here we go. On defeat. Only a man who knows what it's like to be defeated can reach down to the bottom of his soul and come up with the extra ounce of power it takes to win when the match is even. Mm. I mean, just, you know what I'm saying? And here's one of my favorite ones. Impossible is just a word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. Mm. I'm just saying, man, like, this man was deep. And then probably, I'm going to end it with probably my favorite quote I've ever heard this man say was when he was basically telling the government he was not going to serve in the army. And he was talking about the Viet Cong, and he says, "My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big, powerful America. And shoot them for what? They never called me nigger. They never lynched me. They didn't put no dogs on me. They didn't rob me of my nationality, rape and kill my mother and father. Shoot them for what? How can I shoot them poor people? Just take me to jail."
Mm.
I mean, just, and to me, when reading that statement a couple times, I was just like, you know what? He's talking to y'all, white America. He's talking to y'all. They never call me nigger. They never lynched me. They didn't put no dogs on me. They didn't rob me of my nationality, rape and kill my mother and father. Everything that white America has done to the African American community. So to me, that statement just spoke volumes to me. It still does ring true to this day. I mean, there are just some reasons, like, people want to shoot anger at certain people. You know, like the Muslims, for instance. Everybody wants shit on Muslims, you know, because of the whole ISIS deal. And, you know, we have had cases of Muslims doing killings of innocent people. But it's not all of them. And we can't sit here as a nation and just generalize, you know, a group of people into one segment and just say, well, they're under that umbrella, so that makes them part of that. It's not fair. That's just not what it's about. And I appreciate the fact that Muhammad Ali was just all about peace, man. And just, yeah, he talked shit. Yeah, he boxed. But at the end of the day, he was a great humanitarian. He was all about peace. Didn't want anybody, you know, if we're going to fight, there has to be a reason behind it. I'm not just going to fight recklessly just for no reason. And that is why he is one of the greatest icons in American history. And he honestly, I feel he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves for some of the stuff he did, considering the time that he grew up in when segregation was huge. And Black people were still, you know, being treated this way and that way. And he was able to rise above it all and just bring everybody together. I mean, people love this man. People truly did love this man. He never showed, you know, he never tried to show hatred or animosity towards anybody, you know, Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever the case may be. You're a person. That's the bottom line, and that's how he treated you. And that just speaks volumes to me, and I hope his legacy will never die. He's just one of those people where his legacy is going to live on forever. So, again, rest in peace to the greatest of all time. And, man, he's a powerful human being.
Yeah, he is, man. Yeah, his comment about the war, man. Yeah, it's like I seen what y'all did to the – Mm-hmm. Black vets in World War II, you want me to fight for this country, and then when I come back, you still treat me like a second-class citizen. I think they said they had one where he after he won his gold medal, and then came back, you know, with his gold medal on, they like, they ain't letting you, you can't eat in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, wait a minute, so yeah, I can go win
for it or something.
They say he threw it in the river, which some people say they don't fully believe that story. But I mean, it's still, I'm still like, yo, like, that's the point. Like, you want me to do this for you and you cheering me on, but I can't sit with y'all.
I can't just eat a meal with everybody.
Yeah, we just kind of
I can't go to the same bathroom as y'all.
Yeah, I got to go through the back for something. He's like, come on, I can't stay at your hotel.
And drink from the same water fountain.
You want me to fight your battles for you, but then, you know, I get no respect when I'm home. Like,
and again, that's what made him so powerful. It's just because at that time period, I mean, cats ain't doing that today. And racism and segregation has died down to some extent. I mean, this is back when it's like at its peak.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like guys do some stuff.
I mean, yeah, with the Trayvon Martin and the Eric Garner situation, things. I mean, they do make their voices heard, but not like this.
Yeah, I mean,
not like that.
We don't know if, you know, if he was lucky enough to not have Parkinson's, what would he be saying now? Through all these years since he's had it, you know, what would his thoughts be on all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Cause we get to hear Jim Brown.
That's deep.
And we know, we're like, well, what would he say? I mean, I don't know. But yeah, great man. He will be missed. You know, God, you know, only blesses the world with them kind of people once in a lifetime. So yeah, his legacy will definitely live on.
Absolutely. That's my 5 minutes.
All right. Let's jump into these awards. He get a Norris Award by himself.
Of course.
Of course, man. We just do these.
Norris.
I just have one. This one's going out to the Big 12 Conference. Voted unanimously to bring back the conference championship game. Going to happen in 2017. Yes. Come on, Big 12. Get it together.
Out time. Jesus.
Yeah, they needed
it. I don't know why they never had a champ. That was so stupid.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
I don't understand why they didn't have one. It was dumb.
Yeah, I don't know why they took it away. But
I don't remember.
Yeah, good for them. I mean, because you're looking at the teams in there. I mean, Oklahoma State, TCU. Baylor, I don't know.
Yeah, we ain't talking about Baylor.
Well, West Virginia, Texas
Tech. Not you, Baylor, but Baylor.
Yeah, Texas, Kansas State. You know, just for football alone, they're talking about it could bring in around $27 million in revenue. Like, yeah, y'all bounce that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we always about that green.
Mm-hmm. Which, it'd be nice, man, because you now it at least feel like all the, what is it, the Big Five or Six or whatever now, they all have a conference tournament, I believe. They all have a conference championship, so that should make voting a little bit more easier and interesting at the same time. So you're not like, well, you didn't have a conference championship. Well, you're going to get dinged for that.
Yeah.
That one extra game.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that's all I got.
All right. I got a couple. First one is D'Angelo Russell is never going to live this down.
Never.
Shaq clowned him. So after game two of the finals, Andrew Bogut went over for the press game interview and was talking to Shaq and Kenny and Grant Hill. And Andrew Bogut said he met some ladies that met Shaq back in Australia. And Shaq was like, shh. And then he was like, he was like, welcome to D'Angelo Russell Studios, the Australian office.
Oh,
and the whole group was just dying. I was like, oh, man, he is never going to live that down.
He is not.
Oh, my God.
You better get some rings soon.
For real. Soon.
Because you're going to be like, you're going to bring that up.
Every time.
Hopefully by the time you sign your next contract, after your rookie contract, hopefully people will have let it go at least for a little bit.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
And then last one, shout out to my Broncos, who got to meet the commander in chief himself, Mr. Obama. Man, just what a feeling for my team to. And I was actually very happy my team got to meet the first black president as well in his last term. They had the luxury of being able to meet him, which I thought was pretty cool. And just Obama, I saw some of the highlights. Obama was jokes. One of the best jokes he made, and I tweeted out, he was like, and we can't forget about the force of the offense. Kicker Brandon McManus. I was dying. I was like, he was throwing a little shade at Peyton. He was like, this man advertises everything. He's like, you can fill your house with all the stuff he advertised. Like he was just clowning. It was all in good fun though. They gave him a Broncos jersey. They gave him a signed helmet. You know, he cracked jokes on Von Miller and, you know, everything. Just a bonus highlight. Noise of War, Von Miller said things are going swell in the contract negotiations. I'm loving that talk.
Noise!
So all I got to say is this made me feel like a go ahead and insert a South Park reference here.
It's Obama, Obama.
That's all I got.
All right, let's get into these monologues.
Number eight.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, I got a couple. First one, I just thought this was so hilarious and so James Dolan. Just typical. The New York Knicks are selling draft hats for the 2016 draft. So one little minor problem. They don't have a pick. What the hell are you selling draft hats for if you don't have a pick? I guess maybe they're considering trading for one. But I'm like, dude, you ain't got a pick.
Yeah, there's no first round pick or something, I believe.
They don't have a first. They don't have a pick in the draft.
They don't have a pick at all?
No.
Damn.
So why are you selling draft hats? God damn, James Dolan. He just every time. Just scratch your head with him. You're like, what in the fuck, man? All right. Second, what the fuck is dude, the San Diego Padres. One of their executives went in on the team.
Okay.
So team chairman Ron Fowler said the following quotes. It's been embarrassing. I don't know how else to put it. Our performance on the road trip, 1-7, was pathetic. I'm a very competitive individual. I think I've won a lot more in life than I've lost. This baseball experience has been very frustrating, very embarrassing. And then we're moving on. To have a starter like James Shields perform as poorly as he did yesterday is an embarrassment to the team, an embarrassment to him. Now, James Shields was just flipped 2 to my Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also said the following. It's about as frustrating as it can get. In a normal environment, if you had performed as well as we have over the last 3 years, you'd probably be unemployed. But it's baseball with guaranteed contracts. We've got to get through it.
Damn.
Woo!
Wow.
He was ripping them, and apparently, in some remark, referred to them as miserable failures.
Damn.
I mean, they were. I mean, you talk about ripping a team.
You guys are shit.
But in kind of his defense, I mean, they spent all that money on Cam. They got it Justin Upton. They signed James Shield. I mean, they spent a lot of money. And nothing.
Damn.
And then last, but he ripped the hell out of me. Last but not least, LeBron James has been just, I mean, nuts. He just says shit sometimes where you're just scratching your head. So he made a comment, I'm sure you heard it, about his standing in the Cavs organization.
Yes, I did.
He said, and I quote, "I think it's been very good. At the end of the day, we have the same goal, and that's to bring a championship to Cleveland. And that's all that matters." He said, "I think, you know, he's the owner of the team. I'm just one of the players and one of the 15 guys. So I'm one of the lower guys on the totem pole. So I just do my job. I'm just here to work." I saw that and was like, you're on the lower end of the totem pole.
Oh, this is what you said?
What? Nigga, please.
Exactly. I was like, are you kidding me, dude? You're coach, owner, GM, and mayor of Cleveland. What are you talking about? I'm on the lower end of the dude, we know. We're not naive. We know why Kevin Love is there. We know why Tristan Thompson got that money. We know why Andrew Wiggins wasn't kept. Mm-hmm. We know why David Black gone.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dude. Don't sit here and try to treat us like idiots. Like we just don't know what's really going on behind the scenes. I'm not saying you just flat out fired David Black. But come on, dude. We know you had some influence. Mm-hmm. We're not stupid.
Right. We didn't say you said, "Get me Kevin Love." But we know you had a little say in the match.
But we know you had some influence. We're not stupid, LeBron. And to sit here and insult us with this whole, I'm on the lower end of the totem pole. This year, LeBron has just, capital S, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, where is
like, this whole season, it's just been just like, shut up, LeBron.
Where Mozgov at? If you on the lower end, where Mozgov at?
I'm saying, if you on the lower end, where James Jones?
James Jones in his pocket. James Jones here because I want him here.
Oh, man. Who's at the top of the totem pole? Kyrie?
I mean, come on. I'm like, look, you wanted the art to do, but you aren't like, come on. So now you're saying you ain't the face of the franchise. That's what you're saying.
J. Adonde was there, and I guess he said a lot of the media was just kind of snickering after he mentioned that comment. I bet they were. Because they all knew it was bullshit.
Probably like that Russell Westbrook question. Was Steph Curry an underrated defender?
I'm at the lower end of the totem pole. Okay, LeBron.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Did he just say that alone? Okay.
Just making sure I heard it correct.
Did you just call yourself Muhammad?
Just check. Oh, my God. But that's all I got.
Oh, that was funny. You were like, wait, what? Yeah, I heard it, and I didn't fully freak out, but I was like, you're on the lower end of the totem pole.
In what planet?
Like, for what? As compared to the owner? I mean,
yeah,
well, because you don't own the team. But I'm like, after you basically are very ahead of all your other teammates,
mm-hmm.
and you may be supposedly lower than president and GM, but you probably like right under them.
So since you're on the lower end of the totem pole, that means this loss is in the finals ain't your fault.
Man, he's going to get a lot of it. He's going to get a lot of it. I know Jerry West stood up for him. Look, fine, everybody, it's too bad. I guess he's not the greatest player in ever. No
he's
shit.
He's one of the best players ever.
Yeah, is he going to go down to probably top 10? Probably so. But it's like, oh, well, he ain't done enough. Like, well, what do you want this dude to do? He can't be what you want him to be.
The only way somebody is going to surpass Jordan in most people's eyes is if he wins 8 finals and sweeps them all. Like, it's almost impossible.
He would have needed to, about his fourth year in the league, won a championship. He would have needed to do what Steph Curry did. And then just blow the hell up. Like, yeah. I need to just come out of nowhere in my fourth year, win a championship, and then just keep going. But he would need to win. He'd have to win like 8 and gone to like 12 championships. And even then people would be like, well, he wasn't 6 for 6. But they're like, oh, he got 8 though. That'd be the only way, unless he goes 7 or 7. He'd have to go like 15 times, win 10. And be the face of the league and, you know, bake cookies and do all that. And then be like, right, well, he a little bit better than Jordan.
I mean, it's I don't know, dude. It's going to be crazy to see. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure somebody at some point is going to come along that's better than Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like somewhere, because you'll have people that forget. Like yeah, the kids who grow up on LeBron James, when the person comes out who's better than him and gets like six championships, has six championships again, they'd be like, oh, well, he the best.
And you had that 90-year-old dude, wait a fucking minute. Forget about Michael Jordan, little niggas.
Yep. And they'd be like, who else got six championships?
Jordan, how old is he?
Mm-hmm. I remember Jordan. The old timer talking. And he'd be like, there was this dude back in the day when I was a kid named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm like, who the fuck is that? That's in them olden times. That's in them olden time with them short. That's when y'all didn't have
There was this dude like Michael Jordan. His name was Kobe Bryant. Who the fuck is Kobe Bryant?
That's how they gonna be with Jerry. Like right now, that's how the kids are with Jerry West. Like who Jerry West?
The logo. The logo. What?
Yeah, I heard Stephen Smith on that. He was like, oh, that's a travesty. I think Michael Jordan. Like, dude.
Leave it alone.
For that, nothing is like, I don't care. Like,
touche.
Who?
Well, a lot of people don't know he is. He's the logo.
Yeah, it's like, honestly. Okay. That's just funny because I'm like, well, what was the logo before him? I'm about to go look.
In all honesty, it just looks like a person.
Yeah. Like, well, they mold him. Oh, okay. I was like,
if you were to ask that, Ravage Joe Schmo, they'd probably be like, I don't know. You're a guy?
What logo are you going to pick for Michael Jordan besides the Jordan logo?
I'm saying he has his own logo.
Right. He don't need it.
Come on, man.
He got the face of apparel.
Exactly.
What the fuck is going to? I mean, it's just the whole situation. I ain't gonna put it all on Klay Thompson, but the question was asked: where they rank? And you know, Draymond Green
did well.
He did the same. I think it's all subjective to say we're better than the Showtime Lakers. How can you say that? We never played them. And then Klay Thompson, we are better than the Showtime Lakers. And it was funny, and I was like, of course he's clowning his dad. That's a jab at his father. That's it. That's all it is.
It was a jab at his dad.
Yeah. We better than the Lakers. Like, okay. Ah, whatever. He ain't better than the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't think he was serious. I mean, look, I expect teams to be confident in their squad. Mm-hmm. I expect them to be like, my team is that awesome. We can beat whoever the hell. I'm not mad at him for that. And then I guess I missed hearing it, but I saw and I did hear it later, when Michael Thompson chimed in on the radio today. I'm sure. Have you heard it?
No.
Okay. He said it on the show, I think today. I admit this, we would shoot and we shot 8 threes a game. They make 8 threes a quarter. Golden State would outscore us 50-15 on threes. So how are we supposed to win? So I agree with Klay. I think they would beat us. We couldn't keep up with them offensively because of the way they can score so quickly. I was like, okay. And then, of course,
I called in on First Take. And
I happened to listen back to it. And because I knew it was coming, I was like, oh, he said, I was like, oh, this is all set up. Like, I didn't know he was calling in. Like, I didn't believe that.
No, I didn't.
That Magic just happened to hear it. Because I'm like, Skip just automatically, randomly calling out Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sounded like he didn't say nothing. I mean, what that mean? I'm like, really? So if he don't comment, I mean, he okay with Klay? He came out and was like, bullshit.
They would not beat us. Dude, we got Kareem, James Worthy, and Magic. That's all we need.
Yeah, even Stephen A. was like, they probably would. He was like, because he's like, we got 3 different guys who can guard Magic. And it's like, well, who's guarding the rest of them?
Who's guarding Kareem?
He was like, nobody. Even he admitted, he was like, nobody's guarding Kareem. Stephen A. was like, nobody's guarding Kareem. And it's
like,
always that. It's always that. Well, if we go and buy everything. Here's what I think. And we do this, when I get all the whole crew over here, we're going to discuss teams and all the errors and a lot more. But I look at it like, if I'm putting a guy in this era, I'm not just being like teleporting them to just drop him in the game and be like, okay, here. Oh, by the way, the rules have changed. Good luck. I'm saying if Steph Curry, I'm like, if you put Steph Curry in there and he's kind of like, and you give him like, okay, he's growing up with this skill in this era where everybody's tough, then yes, he's going to be tough because everybody's tough. Like with the Lakers, they were like, well, they don't shoot threes. I'm like, well, if they come up in an era of shooting threes, they gonna shoot threes.
Yeah.
You can't be like, well, they didn't only shot eight. How would they shoot? I'm like, nigga, if everybody's shooting like 20, then they're just gonna be like, well, we gotta shoot more threes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm looking at the team. I looked at the 85 team. I mean, Kareem, Magic, James Worthy, Byron Scott, Bob McAdoo.
Oof.
Why? Yeah, Michael Cooper, lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Lockdown defender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamal Wilkes.
Mm.
I'm like, damn. Yeah,
was Orlando Woolridge on that team?
Not that one, no. I mean,
but Michael Thompson was on that team, wasn't he?
Michael Thompson was on the 87 team.
I think he was still with Portland then.
Yeah, on the 87 championship team, which is probably considered one of the other, you know, great teams. This nigga, man, goddamn. Averaging 23 points, 6 boards, 12 assists.
That's ridiculous.
And Kareem's
what did Kareem
average? Kareem averaged 17, 6 boards, 2 assists, and a block. This is 87, so he's getting real towards the end. He probably like 37 or something.
Yeah, that was past his prime, Kareem. Yeah,
the 87 team, they won 65 games.
What's James Worthy putting up?
James Worthy's averaging 19 and 5. Yeah, they show how many shots. I mean, they only average, like, I saw that stat. They were like, Lakers only average like 8 threes. I think I took a picture of it, actually, on the show. It was like, they average 8 threes a game. They were like, 8 threes, that's it? That just lets you know what the time
that's
are.
Crazy. But the time period, you didn't shoot threes that much. You shot mid-range.
Yeah, it said, what's it, from Showtime to Splash. I guess, and this was, yeah, the 87-88 squad averaged, I don't know if this is playoffs or whatnot, but basically 3-point attempts, 5.8 3-point attempts. Oh my God, this Golden State Warrior team, 31.6.
That's 6 times as many. They averaged as many threes in a game as some players do in a quarter.
Dude.
Like individual players.
3 points made, average 13.
That's fucking stupid. I mean, that just shows you the discrepancy in the errors, though. The difference in errors.
Most 3 points made in a single game, that team, the Lakers team, had 5. Gonna say got 22. And most 3 points made in playoffs, the 87-88 team had 57. Don't say that. 236. And counting.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the difference in errors, though, that we live in. My God.
Yeah, I mean, plus you can't be like, all right, if you put Magic Johnson into the 20, into the teens with all the equipment, with all the health, the thing people don't get. Like if you drop Oscar Robertson in here with the health, with the strength training, you get all of that with hotels, you know, no coach playing, all of that with AAU ball, all of that, they killing.
Well, they're murdering.
Yeah, I'm like, it ain't even the rules. I'm like, I get your strength training. I get your nutrition. I get the things that make, that help my body last longer. Come on. You know, like, I get a designated, facility to just come and ball and shit. I get a chef. I mean, come on. That's why it's hard to compare eras. But look, this Golden State team, I mean, they seem like they're on the cusp of them being like that next great dynasty.
I was about to say, are we using the D word?
they have it. Now, we'll see. Cause, you know, look, peace has changed, clearly. But, I mean, if you keep in that core, they're all young. They like playing with each other. You are playing in the big market because that is that, you know, they're going to be in Frisco, but that's that Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they on the West Coast and they play a West Coast style of ball, sharing it. I mean,
up-tempo.
Yeah. And if they keep adding, you know, filling in these pieces, they can keep getting, you know, long athletic wings. You know, I know that, you know, they're going to lose some guys, but I mean, you know, if Harrison Barnes come back and, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is, I mean, we have to see how long it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I mean, ain't no point in leaving.
Nope.
And these niggas ain't even in their prime.
Yeah, that's the scary thing.
You're like, Klay Thompson ain't even touched the surface. They were talking about now how they seem, his report was like he seemed real laid back. That we don't know if he got that killer. And I guess that could be my other motherfucker.
Like, that's just his personality.
Yeah, they keep bringing up, of course, now longer. I've seen the article with Michael Eric Dyson. Good article in Undefeated, but just about, you know, the whole light versus dark skin thing. And, you know, how is that part of the reason why somebody like Steph is so likable? You know, the whole babyface assassin. That's why we don't really believe because, you know, they look so young and I don't know. And
the light skin butter cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we joke about it here. Shout out, Baylor. That light skin butter cookies line was hilarious, though. But I mean, they get all that. It's like, oh, they really doing that? These two light skin niggas doing this? It's like, oh, we know Draymond can ball. Like, oh, okay, well. And you're like, wow, okay. I guess because the dark niggas can hoop.
Like, yeah, I mean, the darker you... I mean, I heard Stephen A. talking about it earlier on First Take, and it's kind of like sometimes you feel like the darker you are, the harder you got to work.
Yeah, because the world treats you like that. You know, but sometimes you don't know folk history.
Mm-hmm. Cause exactly.
Shit, they may see somebody going they know you're black and they're going to treat you just like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, only the dark niggas get harassed. I'm like, no. They harass all black people.
Yeah, they harass white skinned people too.
You black, get the host.
That's all that matters.
You know, here's a dog for you. Like, shit,
you wear a hose.
Yeah, they don't care. But, you know, I mean. You can't really see it. Like, you can, they say Klay Thompson is like dead on serious. I mean, you could tell by this team. They did not come out and be like real demonstrative when they weren't getting no love. Mm-hmm. They were just like, oh man, that's just kind of fucked up though. I mean, we did some shit. And then what they do, 73 wins, smacking around everybody, really got legitimately challenged by OKC.
Yep.
Who is one of, you know, who got to be frustrated because they like, that's what we supposed to be.
Yep.
We supposed to be there. Why the hell y'all just come out of nowhere? Take our shine.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they came out, I mean, and now they going to beat up LeBron James. If he gets swept, it's almost going to be like, well, which sweep was worse, this or 07? They're going to be like, it's like the same thing. He got more help, same outcome.
Mm.
I don't know, but yeah, man, that's, look, you know, we bias out, I'm biased out here because I grew up on Showtime, so of course I'm gonna be like, hell no, you ain't beating the damn Showtime, what the hell, what you talking about?
Spirit, I would love to hear your thoughts.
Spirit gonna say the same thing.
Hell no.
You ain't beating. But
yeah,
I mean,
I'm sorry, they ain't beating my Bulls. Hell no. Nah.
No, that's why I thought it was funny as hell. Play that again.
Hell no.
I just thought that was kind of weird because it was all of a sudden like, well, I think they can do it. You know, and if you mention, oh, I think this team can beat the Bulls, niggas gonna be like,
don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Like, stop that madness you talking. That's blasphemy. You're like, okay. And now I was, oh, for Showtime. Well, you didn't shoot a lot of threes. I think they could be, quit that. And that's a Magic, like, dude, I got something for them. We figure their ass out.
Ooh.
He did. Now, he didn't say that he didn't go on Scottie Pippen. We sweeping him. I'm holding Steph. He didn't do all
he
that.
Was he was like, they ain't beating us, though.
Yeah. Oh, Magic competitive. He's like, what? Try me. Try me.
He was like, that's we'll what kill I love you. Yeah, and they, and they did have Pat Riley.
Yeah. He figured out. I mean, and that, you know, even though Steph and Clay don't come off like that, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he took that jab at Cleveland, like, I like how they're still smelling like champagne. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, him dancing when he be hitting the shot, looking at the crowd. I'm like, okay.
People got to remember both of their fathers played in the old school era.
Mm-hmm. And they said he liked Clay, you
physical
know.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, Pops, them players, they ain't letting them just whatever.
No, they push them.
Yeah, and they both got siblings who play ball. I mean,
mm-hmm.
They want it. You don't do what you doing and just be like, well, we don't really care.
I mean, shout out to Clay's brother who's now balling with the Dodgers. Yeah,
we just having fun. It really don't matter. They like, I'm trying to kick your ass.
Which is what I said last episode. They want to kick Cleveland's ass.
If they didn't have that killer spirit, they wouldn't be blowing teams out by 30 during the regular season. It was just like to everybody. I remember that. What was that run? It was like right around Christmas. They beat mm-hmm. my team, your team, Cleveland. You were just like, y'all yep. putting up 30.
And was easy. Whopping them. Because it was after that Cleveland ass whooping that they fired David Blatt.
Yeah. That was like, oof. Smells like champagne.
30 something.
That's what it was. He clowned your team. And y'all were like, what? Oh, we going to handle him. Okay, what happens? We kick your ass. It was like, damn. He talked shit and then backed it up by kicking your ass.
Yep.
Damn. Mm. It's almost over, man. I'm wanting to see, hey, if we might be witnessing the next great team.
Yeah, we might be. Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow.
I can't either, man. It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Absolutely.
And of course, we are brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you check us out at blackisonline.com. You find all the other shows. Turn my headphones up to break. All those on the Black Is Network. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. Find us wherever you listen to your podcast. If we are not there, let us know. You want to get at us directly, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Brothers Layman. Voicemail 323-455-4219.
Definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us, seeing, just checking us out and seeing what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul. If you think we've earned some 5-star reviews, please go ahead and provide those to us or whatever you think we deserve. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, until we get some feedback or some reviews or something, I don't know who else to tell. Y'all got to help me out. Who else should I tell, folks? Let me know. Please, let us know, and I will get back to telling everybody. Holla!
Take it easy, y'all.
Peace.
This shit is crazy.
The evil genius. Green Lantern.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Yeah.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Fucking with the champion.
You already know. KAD is the game. The body.
You ain't fucking with the champion.
You already know.
Green Lantern.
Niggas know the champ isn't here. He took it from crack to rap. Now he put out 2 anthems a year. And I just wanna rock for a century and then chase the book with the documentary. If you can't do nothing other than flow, life's a bitch like the mother from Blow. Let's go, don't make me put your heart in your lap. Fuck riding the beat, nigga. I parallel park on the track. Hop out looking crispy, fresh and new. And it's 6, but it's a BM and it's Pepsi Blue. And I don't know you, but I know a man becomes a man from all the shit that he go through. And y'all ain't fucking with Jason. After I cash in, it's really no justification of how I'm gonna change the game. So don't get out of line. It's this little 9 to change your frame. Fuck.
The champ is here.
Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
problem, Jay, to handle it when you see Kiss. Time's up, the champ is here, it's the remix. We about to make the world get down, and I hate cops, but it's a new sheriff in town. Let's go. Everybody pipe down. You know the game is mine right now. Put your mics down. The truth is that,
let's go.
Y'all know the Black Babe Roof is back. Listen, the game's scary, cause everybody running around wanting to be out. Or what about Wayne Perry? Thin line between living and being buried. Where I'm from, it's either the yard or the cemetery. I don't own a computer, but I download the Ruger. The earth's still spinning while the round's going through ya. Shorty's bringing the word back uptown on a scooter. No security, I just move around with a shooter. Pounds of purple, bricks of diesel. Late night finishing strong like Mr. C do. And the Tommy hole 85-45s, dog, so you can go get your people. Just make sure you tell them that.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Yeah, champ is here.
The champ is here.
That's right. That's right.
The champ is here.
Fucking with the champion.
You already know. AAB is the game. Goodbye.
You are fucking with the champion.
You already know.
Green man.
Tell him Kiss.
Y'all never gonna touch the kid. Kiss of death. They gonna have to get me at the top. Y'all never gonna touch the kid. Gangsta Kiss. No love.